hardly the time to worship. May God bless you at this 20 minutes of prayer to which we are assembled. We're looking to Lord, King Jesus. Next 30 minutes. Let's give him one of the paths of enter his front. We want to do it. Stand. Inside all strongholds, bondages, demonic spirits, curses, evil or wrong, assignment comes against this thing. It's an unrighteous agreement that exists in one instance. We want to instruments. Talking about principalities, powers, rulers. No, Lord God, that we would be alive today. This day. Father, there's no greater privilege great. your games tonight. We will enter your courts with strength. This thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you for the oil of gladness. I believe there may be someone out there that would like to enter into prayer. Someone that has a burden even this moment. Wonderful time to voice and to make known our heart's requests. I see we have several callers. Is there anyone that has a prayer request that we can raise before the throne of grace? Since we're in His presence, the time is running. We have an audience. Keep me as well. Times. Anyone? Okay, I will pray. Because I want the peace of God. His peace, not our peace. His peace to flood our hearts. I want His peace to infill us on this great day. Lord Jesus, you are the bread of life, the life and the light of men. That is why we come before you this day, knowing that we are in the right place, and we're speaking with the King of the universe, and that we are welcomed into your presence. You have an ear towards us. Hear and answer. The God of all things. We know that there are many prayer requests on various hearts. Now, Father, we ask your spirit of prayer to be sent. Come and come. Just come. As you come with us, forgive us of our transgressions, our iniquity, our trespass, unforgiveness, but sins of commission, sins of commission, even unknown sins, hidden sins. Get rid of every lying attitude, lying, not abiding in you, not letting your word abide in us at all times. We bring under your control any strife, bitterness, and anger, having other gods before you. Making images of gods of anything, bowing down or serving those gods, or taking your name in vain. Forgive us for not observing the times that we should answer to your invitation to come and abide, come and visit with you. Forgive us for not honoring our fathers and our mothers. Forgive us for backbiting, murder, adultery, stealing, bearing false witness, coveting our neighbor's spouse, coveting anything from anyone at any time, bearing false witness, or simply for not loving you with all our heart, with all our strength, our mind, our soul, not being obedient, for not loving our neighbors as ourselves. Oh, bless your name today. Bless your name. For entering into unrighteous agreements, forgive us. For hypocrisy, for intolerance, for intentional sin, willful disregard for sin, unforgiveness, ungratefulness, deception, for even the desires of this world, disbelief and disdain and dishonesty and dissension, division, ego, envy, false burdens, fears. Yes, Lord. Rid us of the spirit of fear. Cleanse our hearts and our minds. Help us to courageously accept the oil of gladness, the spirit of love and of power, and a sound mind. Thank you, Lord, that we can have that kind of cleansing, that deep cleansing, deep cleansing. So anyone out there would like to continue this prayer? I see we have many, many callers. The board is lit up. Someone out there, take a portion of this prayer. Bring it before the Lord. We bring thanksgiving. We come into His presence. For praise, for thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Bless you.
Father, we thank you that we can come into your presence with thanksgiving. And we thank you that we can come into your presence, O God, that you've provided a way that we can dwell in your presence.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, that your word tells us that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you for your shadow today, O God, that
yes,
you cover us, O God, that yes, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper even as you cover us. We
yes,
thank you for your pavilion, Lord, that
yes,
you've made a place that we can dwell in your presence. We
yes,
give you the praise, Lord God, that we have that place in you. And your word tells us, Lord, that you shall deliver us from the snares of the fowler and from the noisy pestilence.
Yes.
And you said in your word, O God, that you shall cover us with your feathers and your wings we shall trust under. We thank you, Lord God, that we have a place in you, that you are our shield and our buckler in this hour.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that all that we need is in you. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your presence.
Yes.
We thank you for hiding us in you.
Yes.
We thank you for all of these things, Lord. We thank you that you are our healer today.
Yes.
Father, there is nothing that you cannot heal, O God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you touch your people today. Father, you see all of the things that your people are encountering in their body.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you touch the bodies today. Father,
yes,
diabetes. Father, high blood pressure.
Yes.
Heart diseases, oh God. You know them all, Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you heal your people today. Oh, God, and help us to rest in you, Lord. Help your people to rest in you. Oh, God, the rest that you provided for us. And let us remember, oh, God, that there is no weapon that's formed against your people that will prosper in this season. So we thank you today.
Yes.
That you provided all of the things that we need. There is nothing that your people will need in this hour that you cannot provide. We thank you for being our guide. We thank you for the path of righteousness. We
yes.
thank you for all that you provided in this season. We
yes.
give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for being such a great God. We thank you for looking down upon your people today
yes.
and extending your hand of mercy. Oh, God, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for the work that you've done for us, oh, God, that we can run to you, oh, God, and you will provide all of our needs in this season. We bless your holy name, and we magnify you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we ask you to lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake.
Yes.
We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. We depend on you. And we commit all that we are to you today. That your perfect will be done in our lives, in our vessels, and in the earth. We ask you to help us to cease from our own labors and to do so by faith. We ask you to cause us to enter your rest now. In Jesus' name. And we receive that even now. We ask you to release by our warring and ministering angels for ministry on our behalf. To make war against our enemy. We ask you to fill us, your temple, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Help us to bear the cross you have prepared for us. Help those in our families that need you today, even if they don't know it. Through your word, speak to their hearts. Through your promises, speak to their minds. Help us even as we rest in reverence before you. We thank you now. We ask that you would engraft us and become part of us in a powerful way as a unit and in our minds, be in our wills and in our emotions. We declare by your power today, Lord, that you are helping and causing us to be bold, dauntless and fearless and confident. Intrepid, valiant, and steadfast, and faithful, and true, and loyal to your name's sake. Deliver us from any kind of blindness of spirit, from the wretched and nakedness and poverty that can swallow us up. Help us not to be an accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to be a helping season, to edify, to exhort, and to comfort others. Help us to partake of your love and grace for others. Grace and the love that comes only from you. Let your grace and love flow in us and be administered to others by your Holy Spirit in us to manifest your presence in and through us. Your presence, Lord, there's fullness of joy in your presence. We release all things to you. Help us even now in this moment to release and surrender all things, not some things, Lord, but all things to you. So that truly we are committing ourselves to you and trusting. You have a great task and assignment for us individually and collectively in the earth, in this hour. And even as you sit on your throne in glory, never leaving, never quitting, never abandoning your position and your seat. You've made us sit in heavenly places by Christ Jesus. Help us to occupy. To occupy. To take control. To have control over that which you've given us an assignment. Help us to follow your direction today. Help us. Help us even as we struggle with our own flesh. Help us to follow your direction. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for the power of love and a sound mind. The sanity of heaven floods our soul. Otherwise, we are of no use to you. Thank you for giving us clear minds and thoughts towards you. A clear will towards you. Emotions free of clutter. Thank you for causing us to hear and to hear you louder and clearer, and to rest in you. Thank you for releasing your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, faithfulness, your gentleness, your long-suffering, and self-control. Flow in and over our lives. Thank you, Lord. Where else can we obtain and achieve those fruits, those qualities of character and spirit? Thank you for fashioning our hearts like yours. Such that your fruit will abound in and through us to others. We give you thanks and praise today. Anyone else would like to pray. It is time to worship. It's time to pray. We are before our King.
Father,
any callers?
Help us, Lord, to be able to stand in you and not waver. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your work as your people, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask, Lord God, that you be our shield and our buckler once again, to help us to ward off any attacks of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to do all that you require of us, oh God, to be with us, oh God. Lord, protect us,
yes.
Lead us, and guide us in the way that you would have us go. For you are our shepherd, Lord, and we shall not want as long as we abide in your presence. We thank you for this, O God. We give you the praise, Lord God. Help us, O God, to crucify anything that's not of you. Help us to walk in your peace. Help us to walk in your love. Help us to walk in your righteousness. Help us to stay in the place, O God, where you are. Help us to abide with you in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. For great and mighty is your name. We thank you and we bless your holy name.
Thank you, Pastor West, for that wonderful prayer. I can see the time is running very quickly. When you're in the presence of the Lord and you're having peace and experiencing the fullness of joy, time does go quickly. As we come to the close and we are ending at 6:30 as we're scheduled to do, and we'll be back here in the morning for more of the same. At 6 o'clock sharp, I would like to pray the prayer Isaiah has recorded in the 40th chapter, the 31st verse. I would like to pray that prayer over us right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I pray for us that everyone that is present with us today, we ask that you will renew our strength. Those of us that wait upon you, we shall mount up with wings like eagles. Then we will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're renewing our strength. Even as we wait upon you, we shall mount up with wings like eagles. We'll run, not be weary. We'll walk and not faint. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. Well, I do want to thank all of the saints for spending this prayer time with us. I'm sure God is pleased. I want to thank Pastor West for spending time with us and being our special guest on today. We're looking forward to another time like this on tomorrow. Please spread the word. Obviously, you have the dial-in number, and we'll be here in the morning. And our theme today was fullness of joy. I believe we're leaving in fullness of joy. God bless you.